The majority of USU's funding will be used for science exploration. Researchers will focus on air quality and water conservation. Lawmakers also provided money to help build a new life sciences building and for improvements to an assistive technology lab, with resources also going to help fund graduate students. $38 million will help pay for the new life sciences building on the Logan campus. The building will be a learning space for a wide variety of programs and departments that study life in general, like cell biology, neuroscience, evolutionary biology, and ecology. The building is expected to be finished by 2019. $250,000 will go toward air quality research during the next 7 years. Seth Lyman, the director for the Uinta Basin Bingham Center Air Quality Research Team, says that money will allow researchers to conduct projects measuring organic compounds, concentrations, and to improve computer models that simulate air quality. $100,000 will help equip an assistive technology lab. That equipment will help people with disabilities function in their day-to-day lives, says Derek Tolfenson, the interim dean and executive director of the Uinta Basin. The lab offers low-cost services to rural residents who need assistance. $950,000 will provide continued support for water conservation efforts across the state. USU's Distance Education is partnering with the Center for Water Efficient Landscaping to search for efficient water usage by assisting with water checks, water maps, and landscaping issues. Additionally, $1.2 million will go toward meeting graduate-level market demands. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.